Okay, story. So I'm kind of asking here. The author wrote PU on the book in 2026, end of March. Not that I am extremely desirous of knowing the future, but is there anything I should know? Because for instance, sometimes it looks like a huge religious war is about to take place between the Christian Judeo, a Christian, I would say, not Judaism, Christian Zionism camp and the Muslim camp. Or will this, which would be nice in our story, a nice twist to human tragicomic story. That what happens when those Christian Zionist people get together, and now we're gonna make the third temple or end of the world or whatever Armageddon scenario they're going for, and the Muslims as well, they're just kind of playing out a myth that somehow or other has been planted or growing among them. And now when they think they're going to have the world, the big Armageddon, the end of the world and everything, and the return of Christ or whatever, then maybe they don't see that they are a small group now. They're shrinking, and people who are, you know, the majority of people who wake up now one after another, they just look at them and go, "What are you crazy? We're going to fight and destroy the world, blow an atom bomb on each other. What's?" So they are just becoming smaller and smaller, just as this big empire that looks so big and so powerful actually isn't, but it's shrinking and shrinking and shrinking. So there could be this nice positive surprise for once, that when it all looks like the Armageddon, the big, fantastic, spectacular World War III is about to extinguish life on Earth, basically, the people doing that, you know, the sinking empire with the emperor on top of that sinking ship, they scream louder and louder and threaten more and more the more they sink and lose their power. And then it goes bloop. And what's left are the people, the ordinary people, coming out of their hideouts And what is then revealed or shown is this whole drama was made up by a few who tried to, you know, they had authored that narrative and tried to play out that game. Whether out of Christian fanaticism, you know, religious fanaticism or financial greed or power hunger. But at this time, the world had started to become so aware and lifted up, so many people lifted up by the devotees of God, the real ones, being out there in media and sharing the good news. And, you know, it's not about these religions and powers here and there. They are just psychopaths, narcissists. It's all about us, sisters and brothers, and, you know, the family of Goddess and God. So this time, just like other times in history, what happened was that the Asuric, the Adharmic, that which was destructive, that didn't work, you know, as big and powerful and all powerful these Asuras may have seemed to be and may sometimes seem to be, now and then, their empire just crumbles and falls because it is simply built on Asat principles and thinking. Not sustainable, not in line with reality. So it's in the mode of Raja and Tamas, and thus it ends eventually, crumbles, rots away, maybe brings some others with it, just like some disease does. But then, phew, Mother Earth takes a breath of relief and returns from her Kali form to the beautiful Mother Parvati, Mother Lakshmi. And humans on Earth return to living happily and peacefully. In the kingdom of God. That's a story. That's one possible storyline. And there sits Mr. Peo, wondering which one will it be and which one well, is it only about which one God wants to happen? Or is it which one we humans are wise enough or stupid enough to make happen? Well, that may be the mystery for now. But our final truth for today is that it all, the whole world, and is a manifestation of our collective consciousness, who you and I are, how we think about ourselves, each other, and the world, and how we act on that. It's simple to understand, actually. Isn't it?